And here we go. Welcome to another edition of The Broadcast. I'm Vicky Barcelona, and with me as always is Sarah.
Oh, hey.
Sarah, what's our contact info?
We have an Instagram. It's TheBroadcast999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029 or email us at TheBroadcast999@gmail.com.
So one of the last episodes we had, we talked about how I got a new roommate.
Yes!
Did I mention all the side hustles we want to do?
I'm not sure.
So, quick rundown. My friend for many years, and she has done side hustling, paid off all her debt before with getting furniture and refinishing it and selling it on Facebook.
Something you really like doing.
Yeah, I like doing it anyways.
Yeah.
So, this week, we've been riding this high of, like, getting a great deal.
Oh, yes. Everyone loves a good deal.
Like, it's just... like that high, it's like you can't beat it. Like, I just want to talk about it because it's such a good high.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the first one being, we found this woman who was just giving away for free all this furniture.
Oh, wow.
Like, some of it was, you know, file cabinets, which, I mean, those are easy to finish up and make pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Both a metal and a wooden one. I'm like, the metal one, you just spray paint baby blue and add some feet to it, and boom,
you're good.
Make
you're
yourself
good to go.
$25.
Yeah.
Maybe even more. Pinterest helps a lot with these ideas, by the way, so it's not just me. We also got a beautiful, like, old desk. I mean, it's all scratched up, definitely needs work, a chair, and a gorgeous china cabinet.
Jesus Christ, you guys got so much
for free.
How'd you transport all this?
We ended up having to do two trips.
Oh, okay. You're like, we'll be right back.
Yeah, like, my friend has an SUV, so we were able to put the desk in there, and then we had to grab a different SUV to fit the china cabinet, and we freaking struggled to get it in there, but we did it.
Dude, boss bitches, look at
you. Oh my god, it was so heavy, it was so annoying, and we didn't have a dolly. The old lady was looking at us like we're crazy. She's like, yeah, just get out of my house.
I'm an old lady, so I can't even offer to help.
She's like, nope, I'm not helping.
Bye.
She said that in the message. Like, I can't help.
Good for her.
Yeah, but we moved it all to my house, and we're going to refinish it. She said the china cabinet alone, because she calls herself an old lady because she loves antiques and all this stuff. And she's done the refinishing. She's like, the way the china cabinet is as is without any refinishing, we could sell it for like $800 to $900.
How much did you get it for?
Free.
Oh, yeah. Do it right now.
Right.
Screw refurnishing it.
I mean, if we can
sell
get like $1,200 for like, what, 2-3 hours worth of work? All right.
Oh, dang. See, I hate that kind of stuff. So this would not be my kind of side hustle.
Oh, this is a lot of fun. Like, it's also like coming up with the ideas. And I also feel like it feels a little, not trashy. It feels weird and kind of guilty. Like, I got this furniture for free, so I'm going to sell it to somebody else for $800.
Yeah, I kind of, like, it's like people who buy a bunch of tickets to a concert and then upsell them. It's like, it's not illegal, but it is a little sleazy.
Right. So at least if we refinish it and we do something to it, it feels better.
Does it?
Yes.
Does it actually?
Yes, it does.
Oh, okay. Good. Well, like, I mean, for me, I don't know, because I don't do that, and then, you know, like, I would just be like, it's just a cabinet I painted. Like,
yeah, well, because here's the thing, at the end of the day, there's a lot of people, it's not hard to do.
Yeah,
so people, some people would say, it's like, well, then why are you charging if it's not that hard to do? It's like, because people, we're charging so people don't have to do it. It's not that
it's like
hard.
If you came over to someone's house and painted stuff for them or something,
or like, you know, that's why you hire somebody to clean your house. It's not hard things to do. It's just you don't want to do it.
Yeah.
So that's exactly it. So it's like, we'll give you something that's probably going to be a lot cheaper than the stores.
That's true.
And it looks pretty.
And you love it.
But that's not the only high we've had this week.
Oh my gosh. You guys are crazy.
And this all happened by accident.
What?
So do you know what an estate sale is?
Yeah, isn't that where they're like shutting down a business, or like they're moving or something?
Either they're shutting down a business. Typically, it's when like older people have passed on, or they like move to a nursing home. They just sell all the stuff in the house. So
yeah,
a lot of it's usually like old people stuff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So we there was one that we had found on Facebook that was being advertised, and there's a few things that she wanted that was like pictured. It's like, hey, are you still gonna go do the thing? She's like, oh, I forgot about it. Maybe I'll swing by. It was 7 minutes from our house.
Hell yeah.
She gives me a call. I'm like half awake. She's like, get down here right now. I was like, oh, okay, I'm on my way. I show up. It's an old wedding venue. That cool. It was so pretty. I want to buy the whole property. It's gorgeous.
Yeah, I bet.
But I don't have that kind of money. But they were basically everything that was in like the wedding area inside, anything in the garage. They had like a house, like anything in there that you find, you can buy. And some of the stuff was tagged, but some of the stuff, it's like just make a deal.
Oh, right. So was the wedding venue shutting down? Is that why? Oh.
And so I think the house portion, this is my guess what happened, is because there was multiple beds in this place. So if you wanted a bed or even a cot, you could buy one.
Oh,
weird. Mattresses, like mattresses upon mattresses and beds. So what I think they would do is they would rent out the wedding venue, but they would rent out the house too for like the wedding party.
That's brilliant.
Right?
Yeah.
So you just have all your friends and family and everything if they're flying in from out of town.
Yeah, they could just stay there.
Yeah, and it's perfect.
Damn, I wish his wedding venue was still open.
Right? And it's gorgeous because if when you walk out of the house, like out of the kitchen and stuff, it goes into this deck and it's just this like little pond, like this big pond or lake maybe even.
Oh, cool.
It looks out too. And with all the fall colors, I took pictures of it. It's gorgeous.
Oh, I bet. So what'd you guys get there?
So I let her negotiate with the money stuff because I'm like, I'm awful at this.
I'm so bad at that. Oh, it's so awkward.
Right. Because we're going to need tools for our side hustles and just stuff in general.
Yeah.
So we got multiple frames because I also do like comic book frames.
And yeah, you do those for gifts and stuff.
And she'll paint them too. And she sold like, she's like, if you just do like a coat of like white paint or gray paint and do multiple of similar frames and you sell them as a set, you can make decent money too.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy what she has been able to sell. So we got multiple frames, pictures. There's one picture like painting in a frame, but the painting has like a hole in it. Like it ripped.
Yeah.
So she's going to fix it, but paint like a spaceship or something or some like a dinosaur in it.
Something over silly. It. So you can't like see that it's ripped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But just make it a silly. A lot of people have been doing that with thrift store paintings.
Oh.
So we got one of those. We've had like multiple frames. One, it's like this old antique looking frame with a mirror in it.
Oh, that's dope. That sounds cool.
Like we just paint it. We could sell that too. Multiple just canvases, like stuff that you'd get at Ross and Target, like different paintings, whether it's of trees or just the weird kind of funky colors.
So what would you do with that?
So we could just paint over that and it's just a free canvas.
Oh.
We don't have to pay for the actual canvas, basically.
Got it.
Because canvases can get expensive, especially the bigger ones. We got multiple tools, a brand new in the box nail gun.
Oh, my boyfriend would be so jealous.
Right. It was priced at $50. Just keep that in mind.
Oh.
Because it was brand new in the box. They also had all over the place a bunch of record players.
Oh, really?
They're really cute. They're newer. And some of them were in the box. Some of them were out. And I saw one of them was priced for $30 out of the box. So I was like, okay. Well, she grabbed one in the box. And it doesn't say what it is on the box. She's like, I know what that is.
Yeah.
Grab that. We got, a guitar, an amp, like a mini amp.
Jesus.
Right?
Are you guys really going to like actually like do all of this and like sell it? Or is it just going to be like a bunch of crap that's in your house?
I know. This is stuff we like. This is how we're making our monies. This is how we're going to get all our fun monies.
Your fun monies.
I got two really big, pretty lamps for my bedside tables.
Okay, so you're keeping those.
Yes, those are mine.
Okay. See, this is where it gets dangerous.
To be fair, though, she paid for it. So she's like, I got all this. So whatever we got in this, I'll pay for it. Because we did it as, instead of calculating everything individual, she just offered one price.
Oh, that's nice. That's easy.
And I'll tell you the price when I'm done explaining everything that I remember that we got. She got me a flagpole because I wanted a flagpole.
Oh, yeah. For my house. Outside of your house.
I have a pirate flag hanging on it now.
Nice. I knew you were going to go with pirate.
Well, it's Halloween. I can get away with it. We got a box full of, it's the off-brand Nerf guns. They're little, but there was like 20 of them.
What the hell are you going to do with those?
I don't know. Oh, that was the one thing where like, okay, we need to bring this. I don't know.
I'm going to go over to your house and it's going to be like just filled with crap. And I'm going to be like,
it is.
Vicky, you said you were going to do this with the file cabinet and do this with the lamp. And do this. You have it all still.
Yeah. Well, I mean, literally it happened yesterday. Calm down.
Well, I feel like you should take one item and then do it.
Right.
Finish it completely before you like try to do all of these little items, or it's just going to be like a fourth away done through every little thing.
Which is what happens with my ADD brain. So
you're going to be like, I'm going to work on the cabinet. I'm going to work on the lampshade. I'm going to work on the painting. I'm going to work on the frame. And then it's going to be like everything is kind of done, but nothing is going to be able to sell because it's just all a little bit done.
Once we organize all that stuff that we just got in, because we literally just threw it in. I'm like, I'm not dealing with it right now because I was tired. I took a nap after. I was so tired. We also, what else did we get? Like I said, multiple frames. She got a lamp too. What was the other big thing? We got like a big bucket just full of random stuff, from like batteries to cleaning supplies to like, they were full brand new. We got paint because I wanted to paint my bathroom.
Yeah.
And there was like three cans of either a quarter to almost completely full. Three different cans of paint of gray, the gray I wanted.
This would stress me. I would have, like, I go to garage sales, but like, I have to look at it and be like, okay, do I really need this? Because my room is kind of like, I'm a
crazy
hoarder, and my room is jam packed with stuff. Mm-hmm. And if I like really sit down and look at it, it stresses me out because I'm like, I need to go through all of this, but I did last year and I didn't really get rid of a lot of stuff. So it's useless, right?
You got to watch the Marie Kondo.
So I feel like my whole house was like that, like just full of just stuff that like you're not even going to necessarily really use. You might just like fix it up and then sell it. It would stress me out, like getting three things of paint for my bathroom when it's only going to be one color, and then I need to paint it right now so then I can get rid of it. Like, that's how my brain operates. Stressing me out thinking about all the stuff you have now.
Well, she has a family friend of hers is going to be coming into town next week, and he is a carpenter by trade.
Are they staying with you?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Because he's going to help fix some stuff at her office where she works, and also bring some of the heavy stuff that we couldn't get from her house, like her actual desk.
Oh.
So we're going to have our desk together. We're basically making a command center for both of us where we freaking get organized, put all our papers and everything. It's going to be freaking awesome.
So you guys love organization. I mean, last time we talked to you, you guys were organizing the garage.
Yes.
Did you ever fully organize that?
No, we're not fully done.
So you guys still have, you guys are getting all this new crap. And
I know.
Haven't
I told her.
Vicky, how are you not freaking out? Because you're like, you're kind of like, you like things organized and like in place and stuff.
I think because this all happened yesterday, I'm still like, okay, I'm still riding the high from the great.
Oh, you're okay.
So today I'm excited. The sun's out, so it's going to be perfect to like take everything out of the garage, to organize and put everything in its place.
Yes, including all the new stuff you got yesterday.
I got wooden boards, like long planks, because that's what I'm going to be doing to my bathroom, my downstairs bathroom. I'm shiplapping it.
Oh, shiplapping. Never heard of that.
It's where the boards are just like one after another.
Like in the bathroom?
Yeah, like on one of the walls.
Oh, just for fun.
Just for decoration. Yeah,
got it. Okay.
We're going to nail gun those in, paint it white, paint like the rest of the bathroom kind of grayish. It's going to be great. I'm excited. And I'm like, dude, that's awesome. So keep in mind everything I said that we got even a hot plate, between this guitar. We even got records, the record player, just all this crap. Guess how much we paid? Well, she paid.
$65.
Very close.
Really?
$75.
Oh!
She literally, I'm like, dude, because even some of the stuff is like, that's priced for $30.
That's
he said this is $50. This is this.
Yeah, I thought it was like less because you were like, this is $50. I was like, okay, I'm keeping that in my mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like all that stuff. She's like, she clocked him. She was just, they had antique sewing machines, like five or six of them. I don't know if they work.
Yeah.
But they had them. And he's like, yeah, I don't know. I don't know if they really work. They're not as good as new ones. So I could sell them to you for like, I don't know, $1.
What?
Right? So, I mean, if you liked sewing machines, even if you just use it as decoration, a freaking dollar.
Okay, I would never use a sewing machine as a decoration ever in my life.
There's like a fancy place here in downtown Seattle that has clothes and stuff. But like, it's cool. Like,
so did you guys get that?
No.
Oh.
No.
I was like,
The one purchase where it was like, we don't know what we're going to do with this, but we're getting it, was the Nerf guns.
Nerf guns.
Yeah. It's just like,
I
might just give those out to the kids for Halloween.
Oh my God, they would probably love that.
Right? Because,
But then you should have got because you already have a lot of trick-or-treaters, so you should probably got like hundreds.
So do you know, have you seen the teal pumpkins either at stores or people on their doorsteps?
That are just like teal?
Teal colored, yes.
Yeah.
So do you know what that means?
No.
So teal colored pumpkins on someone's porch represents that you have items in there that are non-allergy stuff. So some kids have peanut allergies, so they can't eat any candy because it might be contaminated with peanut stuff. So you probably provide, like I saw at Target, they had a whole section where they explained what the teal pumpkin is with your teal little decoration pumpkin. It's a fake pumpkin.
So it means what? That you do have?
You have stuff that you don't have to worry about allergy stuff. And they even had like little packets of like little toys or just like little pencils and notebooks and stuff, little kid stuff. Like you'd get like in party favor bag for a birthday
party. A slinky.
Yeah, exactly. Just like random little stuff like that for kids. So that's what that, if you see that pumpkin, that means if you're a parent that has a kid with allergies, you can go to that house and you can say, hey, my kid has allergies. Or sometimes that kid will have like a teal pumpkin anyways.
Has that always been a thing? Or is this
recently
new
within
this
the
year?
Last couple? No, I've seen it over the last couple
years. Dang, that's
good
to know because I've known about the teal pumpkin, but I just thought it was pretty.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
I just thought it was another colored pumpkin. Like I would not think it had to do with that.
Yeah, and most of those have like a little label thingy on it that explains it all, which I thought was cool. So I'm like, maybe that could be for the kids that I'll get a teal pumpkin or paint one of my pumpkins teal. And be like, hey, I have this. I might get some cute little things too, but...
Here's
okay?
A Nerf gun.
Enjoy, kid. I don't want to see this in my yard.
All the other kids are going to get real jealous, though.
Right.
You watch out.
I know. I got to get a bunch of candy.
Yeah, you do.
I'm excited for Halloween.
Yeah, yours will be fun because you'll actually get trick-or-treaters.
You can come over, man. I told you.
Oh, gosh. I'd be like, stop ringing the doorbell. I'm over it.
Well, the thing that's funny is that my doorbell is attached to my phone app.
That's going to be so obnoxious.
Yeah, I'm going to have to turn it off because it's... My phone will start ringing, but it rings like dogs barking.
Oh, no.
So I definitely will have to find a way to turn that off.
Oh, it'll be like constant dogs barking. Yeah. It's like, I get it. You guys are here. I get it.
But yeah, I've been riding on this amazing high of all these things that we got. Because, yeah, like, did I mention? Yeah, circular saw, jigsaw, bunch of tools, tool
that
belt, tool
crazy.
Bags.
How long is this carpenter dude going to be in town for?
4 or 5 days.
So he can help you do carpentry things?
Yeah, because I have some shelves that I want installed into my bathroom upstairs, my room. And
you better put his ass to work if he's staying there.
Oh, hell yeah. And he's totally down for it.
Is he just a homie?
He's a homie, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, he's going to be helping fix some stuff up.
I was going to say, is this your new friend having...
No, it's like, it's not
having people over?
Yeah.
Already? Mm-hmm. Making your house a hotel room tonight?
Holiday Inn. What?
Yeah, hotel, yeah. Well, I assume he's staying with her. Or is he going to sleep on your couch?
I don't know. That's up to them.
Ooh, this is getting scandalous.
I also have a very comfortable inflatable mattress.
That can be next to your bed.
No? What? What?
No?
Anywho. But what, have you ever had a purchase or done something like that that's not an actual drug? And we'll leave sex out of this one. Like, what is something that gives you that natural high that when you get it, you're like, oh my God, this is amazing.
Dude, I got a natural freaking high when I shotgunned that beer for the first time.
What?
Holy
when was this?
Crap. Because it's my New Year's resolution,
yes.
Right?
You want a shotgun,
beer bong, and keg stand.
Yes. How many have you done?
I have done beer bong and shotgunned.
Okay.
Hey, if anyone is
successfully.
Successfully, yes. If anyone's having a keg party within this year, invite your girl because I still need to do a keg stand. I just don't know where the hell to get a keg.
You can always get a mini keg. They're like little. That'd be hilarious.
I know. I was thinking of that too, but then I'm like, well, then I'm just going to be like me in my backyard with a mini keg. Like,
I mean... You've done trashier things.
That's probably true. But seriously, like when I beer bonged, it was pretty dope. But when I shotgunned that beer, it happened last month. I got so excited. I was like on top of the world. I felt like I just had won the Olympics. I literally was just like, this is the best feeling ever. And then I was like, it's so sad that I'm so excited about this. And I told people that. I told everyone, like, I'm really genuinely so happy and excited that I just did that. Uh-huh. Like, it's stupid. But I was like, but I am. And I was like, it's the simple things in life. This gets me so excited. And I was like, I probably will never do it again. I'm never going to suggest doing this at a party because it was not that great. And now I'm really full.
You need to shotgun the wine cans.
That's so... I love wine, too, and that's a lot. I mean, yeah, it would be that. That's the last time I remember.
Hmm.
I know. I mean, I get little joys out of like the dollar section. Like I love the dollar section in Target. I love the dollar store.
Or any clearance items, like when you can score some really cool stuff.
Yeah.
All on sale. And either if it's clothes, it's in your size.
Just like deals.
Yes.
Yeah, I guess I got a little high when I decided to book flights for me and J-Rubs to go to Mexico next month. That gave me a little high, but also like crazy anxiety, but still kind of like a high of like, oh, my, we're actually freaking going. Like, we're committed.
Have you been out of the country besides Canada?
No, okay. I've never flown out of the country before, ever.
Interesting.
It'll be interesting. I got my girl who's told me all the things about the things and what to do and what not to do. But that would, you know, that's, it's kind of on the line of really exciting and then really terrifying.
And plus, you don't like to spend money. So I remember when you said you bought the tickets that you're like, nope, somebody else has to click on this because I can't.
Oh, yeah. My whole friend had to do it for me because I don't think I've ever spent that much money in one chunk at a time. So, woo.
You're just like, nope.
Yeah. I mean, I get joy out of like the littlest things all the time because I'm so extra.
Yeah, like when I give you like all my little forks for my salad.
Oh my God, I love them. I found the littlest pumpkin at the pumpkin patch that I had to get. And it's so tiny and I love it. My boyfriend bought me this big balloon because I love big balloons. Uh-huh. And it's of a mini skull dude. What are they called?
Jolly
skull
Roger?
Skull heads? No.
Skull heads. Day of the Dead skulls?
Yeah, they look like that. Okay. Anyway, he looks like a little person. He's so tiny and so cute. And it seriously just brought me so much joy. I was like, it was the best thing about my week last week. Like, just like a little, you know, like little things like that. I love stuff like that. So, yeah, I guess I get little joys all the time.
I love it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, and I'm guessing you get a lot of it, too, from when you do work out.
Yeah. Those are like...
Because you
kind
have
of
to work out a lot.
Afterwards, yeah. The endorphins mm-hmm. hit. Sometimes during, I'm like, I hate this so much. But yeah. Afterwards, I'm like, oh, yes.
It's very much catching your second wind when it's a long workout of sorts.
Yeah.
Which I didn't believe was a thing until I had to go hiking for my friend's wedding.
Oh,
we hiked a crazy-ass mountain. And I was into it 5 minutes. I was like, oh, my God, I can't do this.
And then you did it.
And then she's like, you just got to catch your second wind. And I'm like, you guys go ahead because I don't want to be back here and having everyone worry about me. I'm like, I will go at my own pace. And I caught up to them multiple times.
And you'd be like, I'll make it. Don't worry.
Yeah, just... I got there.
Oh, yeah.
And so, like, when I got my second wind, I'm like, oh, okay.
Here, this is what they're talking about.
Interesting.
And did you kind of feel like a badass?
Yeah.
Yeah.
On the way down, I was like, hell yeah, I'm not shutting the hell up now.
I did it. That's the cool thing about hiking is there's actually like a destination.
Right.
Like, sometimes a workout class, you're like... I just have to get through this hour.
Right. It's like, you know? Oh, God, I hate life.
I hate this, but I only have to hate it for 50 more minutes kind of thing.
Or on the treadmill. Nope.
Oh, treadmills are never fun.
No.
No.
Not even if you, like, dangle, like, a Twinkie in front of me. It's not going to make it better.
No, I'll just yank that Twinkie out of your damn fishing pole real quick.
But I want to know, how do you guys get your natural high?
Yeah.
Just because I'm still riding hard, man.
You're running. I hope it doesn't... It doesn't end for
yes.
you. And
like
you don't go into your house and freak out like I would. I hope that doesn't happen.
Fair enough.
I hope you clean it up and you make big money.
Yeah, we're going to
make it rain.
Side hustle.
Hey.
That's where my tattoo money is going to come from. Oh. My travel money.
Yeah. You just have a little piggy bank.
Yes. Literally, I'm like, we'll get a piggy bank or like a can and just...
That's a good idea. Dude, you'll be surprised once you crack that sucker open how much you got.
Oh, yeah. I'm so excited.
Yay! All
right. We want to hear from you guys, and we'll talk to you next week.
Bye.